What is good, folks? This is Mark with the Word is Mark podcast, and this is a segment following somewhat of a little request from Mr. Converts with Cutty, and it really goes around the J. Cole album. So I dropped a review on Skype to Converts with Cutty, Frizzy, Lewis, other members of the Last Kings Club, and basically said what I thought of the new album. So Frizzy is quite a fan of J. Cole, or has been, and he really thought that the new album really didn't live up to the hype. And Converse with Cutty let him know that in 10 more years, when he's got some more age on him, go back and listen to that album. So this is my review. So I might do more of an in-depth run over all the songs or description of each song, much like I did St. John at one point later down the line, but right now this is just like a little quick summary while I've got a minute. So this is what I'm saying. So the positives of the album is it follows a story in that it follows a path. It's got the title of Choose Wisely. That is basically the subject matter of ways that you can go in life with different things, whether it be relationships or whether it be with money, and where you go in life, different paths that you can take, and what is the best one for you to take, and roads that you can go on, dependent on the situations that you find yourself in. Now, the topic of each track, I 100% support. I like the way that he did it. I like the way he came across with it. The way that he had a message, very lyrical. He's a meaning rapper, which means he has meaning to his lyrics. He has a story to tell. He has a message behind the music. He's not just a simple hype rapper who is there to get everybody hyped up, you know what I mean? Now, this is where the kind of negative, I suppose, comes into it. Now, I've always liked the kind of soul, jazzy style that J. Cole has to his music. But what I will say is the music production on this new album, I didn't feel as much as Forest Drive and For Your Eyes Only. I don't know what it was, but the music really didn't get to me overall as much as what those two albums did. I really like the direction he went with those in music production wise. What I do think is he imported a lot more message into this one in life's broad spectrum, as Forest Drive was more about himself and where he grew up, and For Your Eyes Only is about somebody kind of close to him, you know what I mean? Whereas, you know, the new album is kind of just situations in life, things that he's faced and the celebrities face, just people in general face. It's a lot more broad. And while I love the message of that, I didn't overly like the music production. I think it never had the same vibe as Forest Drive or For Your Eyes Only. So I kind of go for a rating of about 7.5, because the meaning is there and I love the tracks. I mean, for my top two tracks on the album, it is probably ATM and Kevin's Heart. And they're probably the ones that I feel have the best music production overall of that album. If I was to rate the three albums on music production and the sound overall, I would probably go with, this is kind of difficult, I would possibly go with Forest Drive, For Your Eyes Only, and then the new album. But if we go for meaning wise and what is the most relatable, I would probably go more new album, Forest Drive, and then For Your Eyes Only, because For Your Eyes Only seems to be a lot more, even though the stuff that you can definitely relate to, is done for personal matter. It's about somebody that he knew, and kind of a message to the child of that person that he knew. Forest Drive is about personal experiences, him coming up, and the new album is about broad spectrums of life and reality, choices that we can make. So, for that reason, positives, morals in music, meaning behind the lyrics, messages to be heard, and negatives, music production, just nothing really got me stuck, you know what I mean? Like, for me, there's probably two songs on that album that I would listen to in a general playlist. The rest of them, I would have to go, oh, let's listen to a J. Cole album today, and listen to the whole album back to back. They're not songs that I'm going to throw on the playlist, like two, Kevin's Heart and 80, and that's about it off that. So, yeah, that's pretty much where I sit with the J. Cole album. Let me know your thoughts, call in, comment, whatever it be. This has been The Word Is Mark, and I will check you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.